This is Audible.
Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Everlife, an Everlife novel by Gina Showalter, performed by Emma Galvin, Zachary Weber, Barry Krynick, and James Foey. The time will come. The time will not be long in coming, when new ties will be formed about you. Ties that will bind you yet more tenderly and strongly to the home you so adorn. The dearest ties that will ever grace and gladden you. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities.
The End of a Nation. All hope has been lost. Our armies have been defeated, our spirits crushed. We are helpless as night smothers day, choking out light. We have nothing. We are nothing. Or so our enemy would have us think. If seeing is believing, they would be right. But we must trust the promise in our hearts. We are like a tree firmly planted by a riverbank, our roots so deep no storm can blow us down. We might bend, but we will never break. Through trial and tribulation, victory will be ours. After all, diamonds are made with pressure. Soon a time will come, a time for every man, woman, and child to make a choice. When you've been beaten down, physically, mentally, and emotionally, when you've been betrayed, all hope gone, where will you find the strength to stand and march on? How far will we go for the sake of our realm? Darkness may descend, but our light can forever shine. Though we fall one by one, we can rise together. One body, one heart, one purpose, one eternity. Glossary of Terms. Excerpted from Myriad's Book of Evernight. Abrogate. In the darkness, greatness is born. The highest rank of general in Myriad. Once rare, their numbers are now growing exponentially. Those who extinguish the light in Troikans as well as in humans. Conduit. In the light, destruction awaits. The second highest rank in Troika, accountable only to the second king, currently on the verge of extinction. Someone with the ability to harness sunlight and share its power through the Troikan grid. Covenant. The solid foundation on which we stand. Any blood oath agreed upon between two separate parties, i.e. a human and an Everlife realm, legally voided through court or loopholes. If terms are broken illegally, a human can be put to death and a spirit enslaved. Everlife. The end will always justify the means. The afterlife, where Myriad and Troika are at war. Also known as the unending. First King. He that shall not be named. Creator of the realms, spirits, humans, and the land of the harvest. Father of the second kings. Ambrosine, the prince of ravens, and Aaron, the prince of doves. Let the name Aaron forever be a curse. First life. Let the countdown begin. A human life, i.e. a spirit encased inside a body. Dress rehearsal for the Everlife, when a human soul should be won by any means necessary. First death. What was shall no longer be. The demise of a human body occurs the moment a spirit cuts ties with its body. Fused. And two shall become one. When a spirit experiences second death, It joins to another, brand new spirit, or even multiple spirits, to be reborn in the land of the harvest. A fact disputed by Troikans. General. A dragon with 10 heads cannot be defeated. Accountable only to the second king. One of 10 individuals who oversee teams of leaders, headhunters, laborers, and messengers. Responsible for planning battle strategies and leading armies into war. Grid, comma, the. One for all and all for one. A spiritual bond between every citizen of a realm and the realm's second king. Kennels, comma, the. Betray your realm at your own peril. Prison for Myriadians convicted of crimes. Laborer. Work hard, play harder, always win. One of 6 main positions within a realm, overseen by a leader. Responsible for returning to the land of the harvest to convince humans to make covenant with their realm of choice. ML, Myriadian Laborer. TL, Troikan Laborer. Land of the harvest, comma, the. They cannot run. They cannot hide. Earth, home to humans. Leader. Only the strong survive. An assistant to a general. Females are known as madam, males as sir. Responsible for delegating assignments to all other sub-positions within the realm, while also meeting specific quotas, i.e. recruiting a certain number of souls. Many ends. Where happiness goes to die, and nightmares come to life. The realm where the unsigned are imprisoned after first death. Messenger. Let the world know the horror that is Troika. One of 6 main positions within the realms, directly under Laborer. Responsible for teaching humans about the realms, protecting others from the enemy, and chronicling exploits inside and outside the realm. Myriad. Autonomy, bliss, indulgence. The Dark Realm, ruled by the Prince of Ravens. Magical forests whisper enchanted tales, and secrets await you in every corner. Self-indulgence is revered, and the party never stops. Victors are adored, and failures are abhorred. Emotion always trumps logic. Motto: Might equals right. Penumbra. In the dark, the light is easier to extinguish. A sentient darkness capable of draining Troikans of light. Must be a Myriadian general to access more information. Realms. The only home that matters. Kingdoms in the Everlife, Myriad and Troika. Sub-realms, many ends, and Troika's widely disputed, rest. Rest, comma, the. Deception cloaked in hope. Troikans believe a spirit enters into a state of absolute tranquility after second death, forever separated from the realms, with one exception. Resurrection, comma, the. A promise without merit. Once every year, the people of Troika hold a vote, allowing one spirit to leave the rest. A trick. There is no rest. Second death. Another end, another new beginning. When a spirit is drained of lifeblood. The moment a spirit is fused to another spirit in order to return to the land of the harvest. Troikans foolishly believe a spirit enters into the rest. Second king. Bow or break. One of 2 sons of he who shall not be named. Ambergene, Prince of Ravens, rules Myriad. The other who shall not be named rules Troika. Ruler of a realm. Troika. Self-proclaimed leaders of justice, equality, and freedom of choice. the realm of light, ruled by the other who shall not be named. Supposedly untouched by gloom, where hard work isn't an expectation but a way of life, equality isn't an ideal but a standard, and fear isn't a treasured friend but a hated foe. Logic always trumps emotion. People are governed by a strict set of rules, never allowed to play, and violators are punished. Motto: Light brings sight. Unsigned. Punishment rides the wings of the damned. A human who fails to make covenant with a realm before first death. Cursed to spend the everlife inside many ends. Veil, comma, the. Choose us and enter in. A doorway leading into one of the realms. The veil of midnight protects Myriad. The veil of wings protects Troika. Message directory. Myriad. Laborer Sloan Aubuchon. S_A_5/46.15.33. Sir Ji Chen. Z_C_4/23.43.2. Abrogate Javier Diaz. J_D_2/43.3.19. Laborer Killian Flynn. K_F_5/23.53.6. General Hans Schmidt. H_S_3/51.3.6. Laborer Leonard Lockwood. L_L_5/19.36.2. Laborer Dior Nichols. D_N_5/62.4.1. Laborer Victor Prince. V_P_5/20.16.18. Troika. Laborer Ronan Ahrens. R_A_5/40.5.16. General Jane Adamson. J_A_3/19.37.30. Messenger Clayton Anders. C_A_6/53.1.4. General John Blake. J_B_3/19.23.4. General Tassani Banyasarn. T_B_3/19.30.2. General Seamus Campbell. S_C_3/50.4.13. General Spike Jones. S_J_3/62.5.5. Conduit 10 Lockwood. T_L_2/23.43.2. General Chanel Moreau. C_M_3/5.20.1. General Marcos Pereira. M_P_3/45.10.9. Laborer Archer Prince. A_P_5/23.43.2. General Luciana Rossi. L_R_3/51.3.15. General Bahari Sakibo. B_S_3/51.3.13. General Agape Stavros. A_S_3/42.6.31. General Alejandro Torres. A_T_3/23.40.29. General Mikhail Vasiliev. M_V_3/54.5.8. General Ying Wo Li, Y_L_3/59.1.2.
Part 1. Troika. Troika. From A_T_3/23.40.29. 2. L_R_3/51.3.15. J_A_3/19.37.30. S_C_3/50.4.13. C_M_3/5.20.1. Y_L_3/59.1.2. A_S_3/42.6.31. T_B_3/19.30.2. B_S_3/51.3.13. M_V_3/54.5.8. J_B_3/19.23.4. S_J_3/62.5.5. M_P_3/45.10.9. Subject: Tenley Lockwood. Fellow generals, we have two orders of business to discuss. The first, animals. Because of the recent bombings inside our realm, our second king has issued a decree. Every citizen will be appointed a guardian, whether four-legged or winged. However, we all have the right to decline. I suggest you do so, and encourage your people to do the same. We haven't trained with these animals. There's a good chance they'll be more of a hindrance than a help. The second order of business is the most important. For the first time in our realm's history, the Prince of Doves has decided not to hold a vote for the resurrection. I don't know why, only that protests will not change his mind. Instead, Tenley Lockwood is tasked with selecting which of our fallen soldiers will leave the rest. No doubt she plans to choose one of the following, in order of rank: General Levi Nan, her trainer; Leader Meredith Cordell, her grandmother; Laborer Archer Prince, her friend; Laborer Elizabeth Winchester, her teammate. We have 24 hours to plead the case of our revered brother, General Orion Giovante. While I love and respect the others, Orion is the one we need. The war with Myriad is heating. We are outnumbered and outgunned, and Orion is a warrior among warriors, our greatest hope for victory. He has what Levi doesn't, a killer instinct. Toward the end, Levi softened. He worked with Killian Flynn, known by our laborers as the Butcher. Mr. Flynn is also Miss Lockwood's biggest weakness. Their romantic relationship puts us all at terrible risk. Orion will deliver Mr. Flynn's second death without pause or concern for Miss Lockwood's feelings. He will help us focus on the only thing that matters: Myriad's annihilation. First, we must find Miss Lockwood. Second, we must convince her to do what will help us but hurt her. For some reason, I'm unable to find her in the grid. Jane, do you see her in the eye? Light brings sight. General Alejandro Torres.
Troika.
From J_A_3/19.37.30. 2. A_T_3/23.40.29. L_R_3/51.3.15. S_C_3/50.4.13. C_M_3/5.20.1. Y_L_3/59.1.2. A_S_3/42.6.31. T_B_3/19.30.2. B_S_3/51.3.13. M_V_3/54.5.8. J_B_3/19.23.4. S_J_3/62.5.5. M_P_3/45.10.9. Subject: Foolish girl. Miss Lockwood has disabled her comm. Does she want Myriad to kill her? Worry not. I'll find her. I just need time. General Seamus, gather your army and await further word at the Vale of Wings. The moment I've located Miss Lockwood, I'll transport you to her side. Light brings sight. General Jane Adamson. P.S. I have rejected my guardian.
Troika. From S_C_3/50.4.13. 2. J_A_3/19.37.30. A_T_3/23.40.29. L_R_3/51.3.15. C_M_3/5.20.1. Y_L_3/59.1.2. A_S_3/42.6.31. T_B_3/19.30.2. B_S_3/51.3.13. M_V_3/54.5.8. J_B_3/19.23.4. S_J_3/62.5.5. M_P_3/45.10.9. Subject: I'll be ready. However, I doubt they'll be gentle. But then I have a feeling gentle isn't necessary or even desired. Why else would you assign the brute to retrieve her? You'd like someone to teach her the error of her ways, perhaps even scare her into doing what we desire. Consider it done. Light brings sight, General Seamus Campbell. P.S. I was appointed a guardian poodle. You did not misread. I said poodle. If you want to be insulted on my behalf, feel free. I turned her down, of course.
Troika. From L_R_3/51.3.15. To S_C_3/50.4.13, J_A_3/19.37.30, A_T_3/23.40.29, C_M_3/5.20.1, Y_L_3/59.1.2, A_S_3/42.6.31, T_B_3/19.30.2, B_S_3/51.3.13, m_v_3/54.5.8, j_b_3/19.23.4, s_j_3/62.5.5, m_p_3/45.10.9. Subject: I'll go with you, shame us. And I'll hear no protests on the matter. Anger has clouded your judgment. It is Myriad, not Troika, that deals in fear. Also, if we punish the girl, we risk alienating her. We cannot make her feel as though she has no allies. Otherwise, she'll vote for someone other than the general she's never had the privilege of meeting. Do us all a favor and think before you speak, General Campbell. Light brings sight. General Luciana Rossi. P.S. I was assigned a grizzly bear. Suck it.
Troika. From s_c_3/50.4.13 to l_r_3/51.3.15. Subject: admit it. Your concern isn't for the girl or even our great realm. You've always lusted for Orion, and you'll do anything to bring him back. Even pander to a conduit too ignorant to pick a good decision in a lineup. I'm sure Orion's wife will thank you for your efforts, eh? Or not? Yeah, probably not. If ever you stop acting like a Myriadian and want to tap an unattached male, all you have to do is beg me. I'll do the dishonors, you have my word. Light brings sight. General, shame on you. P.S. I guess Aaron thinks you need a stronger guardian. Because you are weaker.
Myriad. From s_a_5/46.15.33 to k_f_5/23.53.6. Subject: Penumbra. I know you're in hiding, Killian. I know you're in trouble. But you have to come back to Myriad. After Dior's court appearance, I overheard something I shouldn't have. We knew the penumbra had begun to spread, but we didn't know our realm had found a way to mass-produce the infection. Thousands of humans are going to be affected, and soon. Killian, please, you have to come back. I can't fight this alone. Might equals right. ML in training. Sloane Aubuchon. Myriad. From Mailer Erratum to s_a_5/46.15.33, k_f_5/23.53.6. Subject: this message has been deemed undeliverable. Report to Ji Chen for debriefing.
Myriad. From z_c_4/23.43.2 to s_a_5/46.15.33. Subject: your loyalty is rivaled only by your stupidity. Your devotion to Killian Flynn would be admirable if he hadn't made the grave mistake of siding with a Troikan and disgracing his realm. The moment he's found, he'll be placed in the kennels or killed. There are no other options. Get your priorities straight, Miss Aubuchon, or you'll join him, whatever his fate. Now on to more pleasant news. I'm assigning you a mentor to help steer you in the right direction. His name is Victor Prince, and he's an exalted son of our second king. Years ago, Victor made covenant with Troika in order to spy for us. Just last night, he managed the impossible. He defected and returned to our midst without having to go to court. Unfortunately, he lost both hands in the process. Side note, as new as you are, you might not know spirits regenerate limbs. In time. Until Mr. Prince is whole again, he'll remain inside a shell. You'll remain inside one as well, since he is now responsible for your training. Yours and your new partner's, who is rising through our ranks. His name is Leonard Lockwood, and he is Tenley Lockwood's father. I know you'll treat him with respect, because you know what will happen if you don't. Might equals right, Sir Ji Chen.
Myriad. From h_s_3/51.3.6 to z_c_4/23.43.2. Subject, Javier Diaz and Dior Nichols, among other things. Yo, I heard from one of our queens who heard directly from our second king. Ambrosine wants the spirits of Javier Diaz and Dior Nichols in Myriad. El pronto. No more waiting. Find someone to do the honors. I'm busy managing a warehouse full of ticking time bombs. Speaking of, I flagged all messages about this particular topic and came across one sent by a laborer under your command, Sloane... something. Abadabadu? Whoever she is, send her my way. I'm ensuring Troikens find the warehouse later today. Considering she's a sympathizer, she'll make excellent bait. You might be willing to pardon her for her loyalty to Killiam, but I am not. She can no longer be trusted, but she can be used. Get ready. The war is about to take a drastic turn. For our better. Might equals right. General Hans Schmidt.
Chapter 1. Life isn't about what you gain. It's about what you give. Troika. 10. Present day. I peer up at the indomitable Killiam Flynn, my heart thudding against my ribs. Every breath I take fills me with hope, wonder, and dismay. Our relationship is about to change. Everything is about to change. Earlier, we snuck out of our realms to meet in the Land of the Harvest, a secret cave in Russia's Ural Mountains, to be exact. Now we stand face to face, hand in hand. Jagged rocks create the perfect frame for Killian's wild, ravaging beauty and the unwavering strength he wields, strength forged on the bloodiest of battlefields. There's no other warrior I'd rather have at my side. Our people might be at war, but we are going to usher in peace, one step at a time. I drink him in. This boy I'm trusting with my present and my future. His skin is a magnificent shade between bronze and gold, while his hair is jet black. His eyebrows are thick, masculine, and his nose sharp as a blade. His mouth is soft and lush. Pure temptation. A shadow of a beard dusts his triangular jaw. Under his t-shirt and jeans, his deliciously muscled body is covered in tattoos. Skulls, stars, roses, and other images, all connected by lines, creating some sort of map. That map appears on both his spirit and his shell, an outer casing made to resemble a spirit, but he's never told me where it leads. One day, he'll share all. We both will. But it is his eyes that draw me in and hold me captive. His eyes are a soulful gold with flecks of electric blue. Always those flecks strike a chord inside me, different songs piercing my soul. Some are fast and erratic, eliciting passion, while others are slow and dreamy. Always they are haunting. Today I hear a seductive melody that sets my blood aflame and chills me to the bone. Makes sense. I am fire. He is ice. Yet we fit. After all, the warmth of a fire is best enjoyed on a frigid winter's day. So many differences. Too many, most would say. Just enough to rock the entire world. I am day. He is night. I strengthen in light. He is unrivaled in darkness. I like rules, structure. He thrives in chaos. I believe our worst emotions should never dictate our actions. We should help, forgive, and care for others. Emotions are fleeting, after all, and subject to change. Why let one ruin your life? He believes emotion should drive us every moment of every day, and caring for others is foolish. Those you help now will stab you in the back later. To me, today's choices dictate tomorrow's reality. To him, fate decides for us. I'm a Troikan conduit. He's a Myriadian laborer. We are lifeblood-born enemies. And yet he is the love of my ever-life. As different as we are also the same. Painful pasts shaped us, made us stronger. We hold on tight whenever something or someone threatens the people and things we love. We fight for what we believe is right, no matter the obstacles in our way. I'm one of only two conduits responsible for lighting Troika, and I'm supposed to kill Killian, our enemy. I'm going to marry him instead. Chemistry doesn't care about expectations. I love and adore this boy, and I hold on tight, remember? Even if I despised him, I would say I do. There's more at stake than our hearts. Once we unite our spirits, we will have the opportunity to unite our realms and facilitate the peace we so desperately crave. Together, we will enter Myriad and slay Ambrosine, Prince of Ravens, the realm's corrupt second king. A corrupt leader corrupts his people, absolutely. Then Killian will take the crown and command and order his armies to stand down. He will accept the truce Troika once offered. A truce Aeron, Prince of Doves and the second king of Troika, has wanted for centuries. Finally, the war will end. Once that is accomplished, or maybe before, we haven't decided on an order yet. We will save the poor souls trapped inside many ends, the hellish sub-realm connected to Myriad. Many Ends is home to the unsigned who experience first death, as well as monstrous beings with a single goal. Kill everyone. Spirits are hunted and killed in the most horrific ways. Again and again. Because once a spirit dies in Many Ends, it comes back to life, ready for round 2, 3, 4. 4. The number for stability, order, and justice. A strong foundation, considering there are 4 sides in a square. 4 cardinal directions, north, south, east, west. 4 seasons to complete a year. Winter, spring, summer, fall. 4 winds, and 4 phases of the moon. 4 is the only numeral spelled with the same amount of letters as its numerical value. Focus. I believe the spirits trapped inside Many Ends come back to life, but my theory hasn't yet been proven. Another uncertainty? Killian's mother Caroline and my friend Marlowe could be there. But here's the thing. Neither Caroline nor Marlowe were unsigned. Caroline made covenant with Myriad years before, only to experience second death within days of reaching the realm. Marlowe made covenant with Troika, only to void it when she committed suicide. Different people, different policies. Myriad claimed Caroline's spirit fused with the spirit of a newborn infant the day of her death. But I think they lied. I think all Myriadians wind up in Many Ends, like all Troikans wind up in the rest. If people knew, they might not sign with Myriad. Falsehoods and propagandas keep business booming. I need to save the damned. And I can. I know I can. Not because I'm special. Please. I'm just a girl who can navigate Many Ends' treacherous labyrinth better than most. Because I've been there. A shudder of dismay rocks me. I hope you weren't thinking of me just then, lass. Killian lifts my hands to his lips and kisses my knuckles, sending tingles down my spine. Are you kidding? The great Killian Flynn only ever makes girls shiver with desire. Or vibrate with anger. I'm smiling as I nod. That's fair. The ring on his thumb glints in the firelight, warming my heart. After my grandmother Meredith experienced second death, I was presented with a token of remembrance. A gun ring with 6 round cylinders. 2-millimeter pinfire. A gorgeous piece of weaponry. And a fashion statement. My most prized possession. I could think of no better gift to give to Killian when he gave me a hand-carved pendant in the shape of pi. Infinite possibilities rest within the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Every possibility for every life. A number without end. Convert letters to numbers, and they too can be found within pi. Meaning, every number, with any meaning, from our birthdays to the date we die, and every word ever spoken, every word that will be spoken, exist within pi. I love you becomes 9 plus 12 plus 15 plus 22 plus 5 plus 25 plus 15 plus 21 equals 619. Or as Killian says, I equals one letter, love equals four letters, you equals three letters, 143, 10. Even now, the pendant hangs from a string of leather around my neck, both beautiful and useful. Whenever I'm in trouble, I can press the center, and my location will be sent to Killian's comm. He can find me in an instant and help. Now, we're going to help each other and intertwine our futures with an unbreakable covenant. What if, despite this, I'm unable to enter Myriad? Zero. The doubt devil surfaces and swarms of others follow. Will my light hurt him? Will his darkness harm me? Will we weaken or strengthen each other? Will our covenants to the realms be voided? What if after this, neither of us can return home? First life was a dress rehearsal. Now the curtain is up, and we're performing in front of a live studio audience. Every word, action, and decision comes with a consequence. There are no second chances to right our wrongs. No do-overs. I've been told I'll turn the tide of the war somehow, some way. What if my bond to Killian turns the tide in Myriad's favor? Maybe I should back out. Except, every fiber of my being suddenly screams in denial. Both realms have reached a boiling point. Everyday innocents are slaughtered. Something has to change, and fast. This is our best shot at peace. Our only shot. And really, I want to save Myriad just as much as I want to save Troika. I shouldn't put one realm above the other. Face it. If I back out now, fear wins and everyone loses. I will not make decisions based on what if. I will do what's right, always. Because in the end, I'm the only one who has to live with my regrets. Doubt devils can suck it. Killian squeezes my hands. You're paler by the second, lass. There's still time to back out. His accent, a mix of Irish, Scottish, and I have no idea what else, is thicker than usual. His voice low and husky, and irresistibly sexy. I don't want you feeling pressured. I wish we could speak with other inter-realm couples. We aren't the first Troikan and Myriadian to fall in love. We can't be. Though we've searched high and low, we found no one else. Either the others are in hiding or dead. He stiffens, as if he's expecting a devastating blow. We can put this ceremony on hold and continue searching. And end up right where we are, perhaps far too late. We're doing this. I'll share my light with you, and you'll share your darkness with me. I'll pass through the veil of midnight. The doorway that leads into Myriad freezes Troikans to second death. But I'm about to become half Myriadian. Maybe. Probably. Fingers crossed. He is far from comforted. If you're only doing this for your mother. Mom is locked in the kennels, a prison in Myriad. I'm going to find and free her, so she can defect to Troika to raise my little brother Jeremy. She's one of many reasons, I say. He relaxes, but only slightly. You're only 17 years old. We can revisit the bond in a few decades, yeah? Decades? I inhale deeply, drawing in the familiar and beloved scent of peat smoke and heather. his scent. A new wave of calm flows over me, as warm and sweet as honey. I'm almost 18, and you're only 19, so what? We've lived, died, and lived again. I'm not going to wait to fight for what's right, and I'm certainly not going to wait to claim you. I don't want you doing something you'll regret. His accent has reached maximum thickness, aka sweet, mouth-watering molasses, meaning his emotions are engaged and running rampant, and I'm melting as my blood heats. How could I regret a miracle? I ask. One dark brow arches as his incredible eyes glitter. Explain. There are over 100 billion galaxies, and counting. There are incalculable universes, 2 realms in the unending, 2 sub-realms, 9 planets in our solar system, 196 countries, 7 seas, and over 700 islands. The fact that we found each other? Miracle. He laughs. You're trying to seduce me, lass. 'Cause it's working. This boy. Oh, this boy. He's the one seducing me. Heart, mind, body. I love him. But go ahead. Remove love from the equation. It doesn't matter. Still, I trust him. Time and time again, he's defied the orders of his second king in an effort to protect my family. He's helped me when he should have harmed me. It's working, but it hasn't carried you to the finish line yet. I mock growl. I can't believe you're making me talk you into this. It was your idea. Maybe I should wait until you get down on one knee to beg for the honor of becoming my husband. His good humor fades in an instant, his features tight with tension. I will not beg. I had to beg for scraps as a child. Simply to survive. Now I'd rather die than beg for anything. Hey, hey. Amusement gone, I gently cup his face. Tenderness wells inside me. There's so much I don't know about him. So much I'm eager to learn. I was only teasing. I promise. He releases a shuddering breath. A second later, his lips curve in a slow smile full of promise, and tendrils of heat unfurl inside me. He is beautiful beyond imagining, though every chiseled line is cut by cruelty, as if pain lives and breathes inside him. I look at him, and I want to kiss him, hug him, and shake him all at once. I'm sorry, he says. You get I'll be cherishing you every day of my ever life. I? Just like that, I'm undone. One smile, and I fall deeper in love with him, one moment of time, and I can't imagine a single day without him. One sentence, and I'm happier than I've ever been. I rise on my tiptoes and press a soft kiss to his lips. Will you be cherishing me? I mean, you're wearing Troikan armor. Think your marriage is going to be a battlefield? His irises glitter with a teasing light, but his tone is serious. I give the collar of my black catsuit a self-conscious tug. I kid. Killian brushes his knuckles across my jawline. You look good in anything, and I can't imagine a more beautiful bride. His voice takes on a husky timbre. Later, you'll look even better in nothing. Heat blooms over my cheeks. His smile returns and it's full of mischief, wonder and adoration. He brushes his thumbs over the rise of my cheekbones. Your eyes are like mini TV screens. They broadcast your emotions. Others have told me I'm impossible to read. But then, Killian knows me better than most, and he wants me anyway. Not because I'm a rare conduit, but because I'm me, Tenley Lockwood. A girl who's messed up time and time again, but continues to get up and keep fighting the good fight. Today, a new future will be forged, I say. Enemies become family. The first step toward concord between our realms. Wind whistles outside our cave, snow billowing, while a fire crackles inside. My gaze snags on the far wall, where the numerical equivalent of our names is carved. 68 plus 39. Killian. 11 plus 9 plus 12 plus 12 plus 9 plus 1 plus 14 equals 68. 10. 20 plus 5 plus 14 equals 39. 68 plus 39 equals 107. Sonnet 107 by William Shakespeare. Not mine own fears, nor the prophetic soul of the wide world dreaming on things to come, can yet the lease of my true love control. Suppose it as forfeit to a confined doom. The mortal moon hath her eclipse endured, and the sad augurs mock their own presage. Incertainties now crown themselves assured, and peace proclaims olives of endless age. Now with the drops of this most balmy time, my love looks fresh, and death to me subscribes, since, spite of him, I'll live in this poor rhyme, while he insults o'er dull and speechless tribes. And thou in this shalt find thy monument, when tyrants' crests and tombs of brass are spent. In other words, love is not subject to time, or even death. In the back of my mind, the grid ripples with approval and delivers a new surge of confidence. I am doing the right thing. We will succeed in our endeavors. Once, I lamented my invisible link to other Troikens. Now, I rejoice. Support can mean the difference between victory and defeat. But who would approve of this union? No one but me knows about it. Whatever happens next, Killian says, don't forget I love you. The brawler, capable of any dark deed, leans down to rub his nose against mine. All right. All right. I'll never forget, and I'll never tire of hearing those words. I love you too. His smile reignites, and oh wow, it's like Cupid's arrow through my heart. Killian is more than beautiful. He is life. The crystalline flecks in his eyes. There are eight. Eight is the atomic number of oxygen. Killian is my oxygen. The reason I breathe. Ready? He lifts my hands to his mouth once more and traces his tongue between my knuckles. My stomach flips over. If not for shells, Myriadians and Troikens would be unable to touch without agonizing pain. Usually, shells mute sensation. Today, I feel everything. Tell me what to do, I rasp. Our word is our bond. Speak, and it's done. We'll pledge our lives to each other. Simple. Easy. As simple and easy as pledging our everlife to one of the realms. Okay, I can do that. The simplicity doesn't negate the difficulty, however. I'm giving my life, my future, to another person. He raises his chin. I'll go first. My heart thuds against my ribs as I nod. When he releases my hands, panic invades. I've lost my anchor. Then he cups my face, holding me as if I'm more delicate than glass. Tenley Nicole Lockwood, you've given me life beyond the grave. Until you, I never knew the power of being connected to another person. You saw the best in me, even when I showed you my worst. You trusted me when all evidence pointed to my guilt. For that, I give ye my everlife. Everything I am, everything I have, is yours. Be still, my heart. How am I supposed to match such a glorious pledge? Well, I have to try. Nope. Troikens do not try. Troikens do. Killian, Zero. I don't know your middle name. Niall. Killian Niall Flynn.
5 L's, 4 N's. 5 plus 4 equals 9. Killian Niall Flynn plus 10 equals 5 L's and 5 N's. 5 plus 5 equals 10. 10 equals existence. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 equals 10. 1, the first king. 2, the second kings. 3, human life. 4, the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. 10 is completion, the end of one cycle, the beginning of another. Concentrate! Oops, my bad. I tend to lose myself in number trivia when I'm nervous. But there's nothing to be nervous about, right? This is Killian, my Killian. Together we can handle whatever comes next. Killian Niall Flynn. I wrap my fingers around his wrists as I peer into his eyes. You found me before the grave and taught me how to live. Until you, I'd known only disappointment and betrayal. But you picked me up every time I fell. You carried me when I was too weak to walk. And you put me first, even when it meant torture and possibly second death. For that, I give you my ever life. Everything I am, everything I have, is yours. His expression softens, and I wish, so badly I wish, that my family and friends could witness our union. While my mother is in the kennel, my father is training to be an ML. He hates me anyway. My Aunt Lena, his twin sister, is missing. No one knows where she is. Lena can see into the future. As a child, she taught me a rhyme that aided my escape from many ends. Only a few weeks ago, she taught me a second rhyme, saving my life when a supposed friend, Victor Prince, attempted to kill me. My life has taken so many wrong turns and hits, but things are finally on the right track. Except, I frown. I don't feel any different.
We are not done.
Killian steps back, his arms falling to his sides.
Out of your shell, lass.
I'm confused by the command, but still I obey. He steps from his shell as well, gifting me with the sight of two potential husbands, the inanimate shell and the spirit man, the real Killian. Usually darkness surrounds him, his own personal veil of smoke. Now the darkness is muted, but there's no light emanating from him either. He's so much taller than me. I'm forced to look up, up, up. Scars circle his neck, proof of the pain he suffered throughout his second life. I reach out, intending to trace a fingertip along the raised flesh, but stop myself just before contact.
You've been a spirit all your life. Why didn't you regenerate after you were injured?
The spirit is unable to regenerate fully until reaching the age of perfection. What you receive as a child, you carry with you always.
He crooks his finger at me.
Come here. I'm going to kiss you now.
A kiss? Of course. A wedding always ends with a kiss.
I move toward him, eager, and he enfolds me in his muscular arms. His lips descend, claiming mine in our first spirit kiss. No barriers between us. And he isn't gentle about it. He's demanding and possessive, pure masculine aggression, and I love every second. Everything about him makes me think of forbidden nights and carnal indulgence. I'm burning up rather than freezing as usual. Pleasure consuming me. The pain I'm used to feeling, nothing but a distant memory. Realization. We can touch without consequence. I melt into him. The rest of the world is forgotten as I luxuriate in the sweetness of his flavor. Now the deal is sealed. This boy is now my husband. And this, our first kiss as a bonded pair, is everything I've ever dreamed and more. It's... A bolt of ice slams into me, tossing me across the cavern. I collide with the wall and slide to the ground, fighting for breath. Agony sears my right arm. Panting, I look down. Double take. An image appears in my flesh,
as dark as ink and in the shape of a horse? The animal rests under the words loyalty, passion, liberty. Loyalty to my